Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Angus Forrest, CEO of Drums PLC. Welcome, Angus.
Thank you, Phil. I'm really looking forward to this.
Good. Well, let's wind back and start at the beginning, Angus, because obviously, you know, you've never been on this podcast before, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have never, you know, not heard of Drums and been introduced yourself. So let's start at the beginning. What do you do, and who are Drums?
Okay. Drums is a collection of all directors, and we have all got experience of running and building small UK-based technology companies. And the particular sector is the technology sector and software in particular. There are many great software products which are run by really clever people, and they've built a reputation, but they've not been able to exploit their market opportunity and generate the sorts of incomes that might be possible because they lack commercial expertise and related inputs. And what Drums is set up to do is to identify such opportunities, to invest in or acquire them, to inject those skills, because it's mostly skills, and finance to enable and to drive those businesses forward strongly over a typically 2 to 5 year period. Any less than 2 and you haven't really got the benefits, and you should be seeing the benefits from year 3.
Sure. So you're acting as effectively a technology enabler then in one sense.
That is correct. Well, we would say that we're taking companies with a really exciting opportunity. We are providing them with the necessary skills, expertise, and possibly contacts to fully and properly exploit their product on often a world stage.
So one example of one of your investments is obviously the fact that you've got a 25% holding in a company known as Acuity Risk Management, or let's call them ARM, because it's a lot easier to get out. So this, let's wind back and look a little bit about what ARM does. I believe they're a GRC, or supply GRC, which is Governance Risk Compliance, and they have a product called Stream Platform. Do you want to just give listeners an idea of what that product does?
Stream is a very flexible product, and part of its attraction is because of its flexibility. What it does is it measures, it captures, it analyzes data, and it then produces a series of reports for key management. And the reports will tend to provide either alarms, if something's going badly wrong, it will provide reports on areas that they could improve, and particularly as the digital society develops and digital world develops, it's measuring a whole lot of digital data and it's producing results in real time, which for any big company or big organization, it is very important. If you want to be ahead of the game, it gives you an advantage in running your enterprise. But a lot of the reason to deploy GRC software is driven by either legislation, because you've got to, an example would be GDPR, you've got to manage how you hold personal data. It could be driven by accounting or stock exchange requirements. So the software has got multiple uses, and the market is driven by a massive change in compliance, really, and risk management. It's a big market. The market is valued at about $14 billion last year, and it's expected to get $27 billion in 2027.
Give us an example. So I believe Stream takes information from feeds and analyzes it, and then it'll produce a report in real time. Give us, without giving any names of any companies that are using it, give us an example of a real world example of how a company may use that to make a decision. Is it a risk off type thing?
It is a risk management. So if you took it on a cyber risk. The company will be capturing data. Every company does. And for instance, phishing attacks, they will be aware that they are having phishing attacks. But if it's a large company and they've got depots and satellites all over the place, it is much more difficult to assess the level of risk. And what Stream does is takes those data feeds, it aggregates them, it calculates the risk, and it then produces a result for the management then to take whatever seems to be the most appropriate action.
So, Angus, what I would ask is, what makes you different, or what makes you able to turn the likes of Arm, the company, and make them more profitable? What do you do? I mean, do you have some special potion, or what actually physically happens?
What happens is the first stage is to identify a suitable opportunity. And my colleagues and I are all fairly experienced. I mean, I've been in investing in technology for 30 years. I've started a couple of other businesses in this area, and they've had some significant successes. Once you've identified a business which meets the criteria, typically that would be they are well reviewed, they have good software, don't have any problems with the customers, they operating in a market that we understand, which typically will be a business-to-business market. We're better on that than consumer products, and where we see that the market opportunity is really significant, and we believe that we can, or the company can, establish some sustainable competitive advantages, then we would look to work with that company to accelerate its sales through a combination of bringing in new skills, new people, some of whom we know already, others we recruit, to focus on how to improve the performance. For example, many of the companies we look at sell one-year contracts. If you can sell three-year contracts, which actually is not much more difficult than selling a one-year contract when you are selling something worth $100,000 a year, you don't have to worry so much about that particular customer. You can focus on other ones. Therefore, build the revenues and customer numbers over the period. Other things would be how the customer is charged so that they get the best sort of return for each customer, and a variety of similar things that maybe focus on a particular either market sector, which might be industrial, or it might be a geographical market territory, which we believe has got more potential.
So is it a case of that you put management people into the companies to make this happen, or are you just managing the people who are already there?
They will always need new talent. If they're not achieving it with their own talent, they must need new talent.
Okay, so how do you find that talent in this marketplace?
I've had 30 years of recruiting people. I know that recruitment is difficult, but probably my best skill is in recruitment of people, and we would use people we know who are good at producing candidates for us. We would go out and find people who match the company and its requirements carefully, and my success rate has been very high. I've never fired anybody that I've recruited. So
very good. That is a good record. Tell me this then. The situation is going to be that a large number of shares will be issued into Drums to pay for this purchase, along with some capital that you've raised by the looks of things. So tell me the full capitalized valuation that's going to be on Drums by the time all of this has taken place.
Market cap is going to be approximately £8 million.
Okay. And how do you see this new purchase progressing to increase the valuation of Drums over the coming years?
Well, firstly, it's going to turn Drums from an investing company into a trading business. And trading companies are valued based on their financial performance and the expectations, whereas investing companies are typically valued at a discount to net asset value. So there should be an immediate improvement. Secondly, although acuity has been growing at 25% per annum since we became involved, I think we can accelerate that growth really significantly to anticipate almost doubling that rate of growth annually, I think is very achievable based on the existing performance of the key people we recruited over the last year.
So right now, right this second, now that you've bought it, has what revenues and is it cash positive in terms of what it's doing?
It is revenue just short of £2 million a year, and they've gone up from 800,000 a year when we originally invested. We would look to grow that by 50% potentially this or a bit more this current year. And is it cash generative? That was one of the points about how we improve businesses. So this company sells three-year contracts and it invoices annually in advance. So cash generation is one of the stronger aspects of the business, and it's about trading at break-even. But as we grow the revenues, so we anticipate it being very cash generative.
So the extra million that you hope to add in revenue in the next year, a very, very large proportion of that should be EBITDA straight to the bottom line.
A significant component of that should result in profit. Profits of this business are more difficult than cash generation, because if we sell a contract for 12 months, we've got to spread the income in equal installments over the period. So if we sell it one month from the year end, we only get one-twelfth of the revenue.
Yeah, so I mean, basically what we're talking about is scaling a business that a huge number of companies need, both in the US, UK, Europe, and farther afield, I presume. As that scales up and the number of customers continues to increase, the amount that it costs you to take another client on is minimal.
Correct.
Maybe a few extra staff, but ultimately you're going to receive 100,000, 150,000. It's maybe going to take a quarter of a person to make sure that happens throughout the year. And then you add all the rest to the bottom line once you get to a certain point. So how scalable do you think this business is? I mean, we're talking about £2-3 million of revenue in a year's time. But if I said to you, this business will carry on for the next 5 years, how scalable is it?
Well, I think without adding to our existing staff, we could easily manage revenues of £5 million a year. Pounds would need two or three additional people to drive it to £10 million a year. We'd probably need to be fans to get to £10 million. We'd probably need half a dozen extra people. But once a customer is signed up and is operating, the costs are very low. As with many software businesses, our gross margin is 92%. So,
I presume once the customer has integrated this into their system, it's going to be one hell of a hassle to move to something else.
Well, one of the advantages of selling higher value items, like 100,000 rather than 20,000, is that they have already invested considerably more in it, and therefore you're absolutely correct. They are reluctant to go through the whole process of starting again. The only case where that might happen is, or tends to happen, it is where they're using some relatively elderly legacy GRC system, which is very expensive to maintain for them, not necessarily for their supplier, but for them. Lots of training, lots of software, high licenses, and other consultancy.
Is it a sort of one-size-fits-all solution or a cookie-cutter solution, or is it is there expensive R&D costs associated with each customer? You know, is there a kind of proposal that's put in where you say, I want it to deliver this sort of solution, and then there's a lot of management and R&D time put into each customer?
That is absolutely the traditional way this stuff was sold. You could spend $1 million or more to get an enterprise solution. With our solution, you can get a result which is effective for something like 30,000. It'll be fully working. And then on top of that, you have the license fees, which are probably maybe best part of $100,000 a year or something like that. So for your first year, you're looking at an outlay of £120,000, something like that. And you can have the thing working in 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, and then you have a solution and you are compliant. And because of flexibility, once you've got one set of risks managed, you can then use the same product without buying an enormous amount more software to measure other risks.
So do Drums have any other investments within the portfolio at the minute?
No, we are going to focus on Acuity because we believe the opportunity is really substantial. We're changing the name of Drums to Acuity Risk Management Group. So people investing will be investing in Acuity and the product of the company which operates and is called Acuity, and its product is called String.
Sure. So that'll be obviously subject to shareholder approval, and then it is effectively constitutes a reverse takeover.
Yeah, the reverse takeover is what was announced this morning.
Sure.
So basically you're all in.
Yep.
You're all in on Arm, and hopefully you're going to take this company and exponentially grow it over the next number of years. Yeah, it could become a big cash cow.
Yeah, I see it like that as well. I was just looking at the as a summary. I think it's an established growing SaaS business, recurring revenue model, strong cash profile, scalable model, rapid growth opportunity in both the UK and the US, high renewal rates of 96%, which is very impressive, highly rated by Gartner, as you previously mentioned, and new management recruited driving the expansion.
That's as I see it. By the way, we have some really interesting customers in Germany as well, which we believe that we should be able to grow in Germany as the next market after North America.
Very good.
Very good.
I think it's a very interesting play, and quite a lot of the plays on the market at the minute have a lot more moving parts and a lot more, in inverted commas, risk. I see this as very sensible, low-risk investment that you're basically basing your money on the revenues and obviously the EBITDA as this thing increases. And, you know, the multiple's going to probably be pretty significant, I would imagine, because it's such sticky reoccurring revenue. You know, it will be well-priced, I think, as you move forward.
That is certainly my intention. And one of the things about SaaS businesses is they are valued based on scale and growth. That's the principal drivers. There is something about profitability, but scale and growth rates are critical. And as you get bigger, so the multiples go up. At 2 million, you might get 3 or possibly 4 times the revenues, depending on the market. If you can get to 10 million, you almost certainly get 6 times, or maybe a bit more than 6 times the revenues when it comes to valuation of a SaaS business.
Yeah, so that's exciting times ahead. You get to 10 million, you could be valued somewhere in the region of 50, 60 million pounds. And, you know, you're going to be starting your journey at 8 million pounds. So, yeah, it seems to be attractive to look at. And we look forward to seeing the progression as it moves forward.
Well, I'm confident we'll have things to say and successes to trumpet.
Angus Forrest, CEO of Drums, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, both of you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.